Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. This is an interesting story. North Carolina family is upset after their loved one's body was mistaken for a Halloween decoration and left outside for days.
Oh, North Carolina. Duh.
It's okay. He just drunk. Hey, he'll wake up eventually. Hey, Congressman, get up.
Robert Owens' body was found in China Grove. His family discovered that a lawn care worker mowed around his near-naked body, thinking it was a prop.
Who found the Doobie Brothers?
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
There's a body in China Grove, China Grove. Ho, ho!
Bow, now.
Bow, China Grove.
Bow, 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 now.
Dead body. Body in China Grove, China Grove. Ho, ho! Bow, ho!
You saying?
A day later, someone else found the gruesome discovery.
Oh. Guitar solo. AJ, go.
Quote, don't know how you can do that, said Owen's sister, Haley Shu. Her name is Shu.
Well, the worst part is they also did the weed whacking thing around him. Wow. It turned out really well.
And they mowed right beside him and right around his body.
Wow. Like, oh, these are getting too real nowadays.
Wow, this looks really good.
Wow, it even has a smell to it that seems real.
You smell that? You smell? Why does it smell like you? Wow.
Smell like that, and the bugs crawling around, very lifelike.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I'm going to bring my kid back here on Halloween. They probably have great candy.
The last time the family saw him was Sunday, October 1st. It wasn't until a week later that police found him. Down along the driveway.
Oh, yeah. He definitely looked like a display at that point.
Just blending into the earth. Jeez.
Yeah, but all the grass is like dead underneath him.
Yeah.
It's all white like a parked car in it.
Turning into fertilizer.
Yep. I mean, we're so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's a horrible thing.
It's a horrible thing.
It's weird that, dumbass thing is they mowed around it.
Exactly right.
He was in the front lawn. They didn't notice for a week.
Thank God for that zero radius mower.
That zero turn.
Oh, yeah. Got real close to the body.
Honestly, that's the secondary detail here, but it's a good one.
Yes.
Great accuracy.
Right.
That's when you know you don't want to buy a car on the lawn when you see the grass growing up underneath it.
Yeah.
It's right.
That's been there for too long.
Yep.
Or you see the old appliances outside and they're mowing kind of around.
Yep. Out there is lawn art. it's a dishwasher, us.
We're looking at, Chaz and I are looking at buying property in Vegas and doing stuff.
Uh-oh.
And, you click on these properties. We're going to get in low
yeah,
dough.
Of course,
we're looking for low dough.
Right.
But you see some of these houses, like the next door house.
Uh-huh.
Looks like an aircraft came by and just unloaded everything that was inside, including cars and refrigerators.
Oh, wow.
Because it's just like scattered all. I'm like, wow, that's a.
It's a debris field.
It's a debris field.
Right, with a house in the middle of it.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if there's.
Right.
Did another some house, remains in there.
Did another house explode next to this one?
Right, what happened?
Why is there a toilet in the front yard?
Yeah. Did a junkyard vomit all over this house?
And worse, why is there someone sitting on that toilet?
Connecticut has a new slogan. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
They unveiled it yesterday.
Oh.
Should I just tell you what the slogan is, or should we hear it in the news story?
I think we should hear it.
Okay.
Let's hear it in the news story.
Well, Connecticut has a new marketing slogan. Earlier today, Governor Ned Lamont unveiled a new branding campaign for the state, and the theme is Make It Here, focusing on the state's identity as creators.
Stop.
Make It Here?
Okay, what are we making here?
Right. A mess?
Make It Here.
Make It Here. It's like, we're like a big rest stop. Make It Here.
Make It Here. Take
Before
it
we
out.
Have to go someplace, make it here.
Make it here.
Make it here. As opposed to make it there.
Do you think make Connecticut great is for some like what? Make it here. What are we making here?
Yeah. Make a pie?
Make pizza? We make pizza.
Make pizza.
Make pizza, that's...
Make it here.
I think that's part of the commercial. They show a helicopter, they show a submarine, they show pizza.
Right.
Show These are things we do very well.
They show moving truck.
Despite what Hartford does to us,
right.
We do these things well.
Yes, we do.
We do have great food here.
We do. We're eating good. It's a real slogan. We're eating good.
Make it here.
Right. Yeah.
Can't afford to, but we're eating good.
We're eating good.
Yep, we're eating good.
Yeah. Make it here. All right. So three words.
Make it here.
Make it here.
Right. It could be anything, okay. Really.
Let's see if we could do better in three words.
Okay.
I asked the tribe to post some stuff. We'll get to that in a second. Let's listen to the rest of this report.
Focusing on the state's identity as creators, makers, innovators, and entrepreneurs, the campaign's objective is to foster continued economic growth and instill greater pride in Connecticut residents. The new brand replaces the previous Still Revolutionary tagline, which the state
launched. So dumb.
Yeah.
That was a bad one.
If we had muskets and knickers.
that was malaise.
That was a tough one.
Good heavens.
Still revolutionary. Yeah. Like, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah, it means they put you in stocks.
I like how they just kind of drop that one without making an announcement.
Yep.
It's like we're just gonna let this one fade away.
Yeah, like a bad fart.
It just walked away from it.
Yeah.
Just open a window.
We'll leave that in that room and walk over here.
It'll go away. Just fan it out.
AJ had a good one. We were talking about this in the meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
Connecticut, we're not just a rest stop.
More than a rest stop. Yep.
More than a rest stop.
That's even better. More than a rest stop.
I'm going to write that one down.
Yeah, because a lot of folks...
It's not three words, yeah. But it's short.
Yeah, more than a rest stop. Connecticut.
Being a rest stop.
I can see that on the sign, too. Connecticut, more than a rest stop. By the rest stops.
Okay.
The state largely retired back in 2019. The Make It Here marketing campaign showcases the wide variety of things made here in Connecticut, from submarines and scientific breakthroughs to homes and families.
We are, and always have been, the most innovative entrepreneurial economy in the world. And I think that's what this...
Have we? In the world? World's a big
have
place.
Have we?
World's a big place.
No, the people here do great work.
Yes.
And the businesses here
hands
do
down,
great stuff.
Hands down.
Despite all the regulations and red tape they have thrown on top of them.
Right. Oh, how about that? Despite what's going on, we're still surviving.
Despite the government.
Right. Despite you people, we're still doing it.
Treading water.
Right. Right. That's a good one.
Right.
We did it in two words.
Connecticut, we're not dead yet.
I'm writing that one down. Treading water.
Put on your floaties.
Right.
All right.
This message is all about with Make It Here. I think it's an example. If you're a young person trying to figure out where you want to start a career, we've got a job for you. It's an amazing job. It's a chance for you to start up your own small business, a chance for you to be doing something state-of-the-art. It's a chance for you to be able to make a big difference.
That's a guy who hasn't, like, applied for a job here,
right,
and tried to pay rent ever.
Ooh. Connecticut car theft capital.
This is not. Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Car theft capital. In three words. Car theft capital.
Car theft capital.
Yeah. Make it here. Crime.
No, instead of the slogan, maybe they should do stuff to really make that real.
Right.
Like, oh, you want it to be a good place for young people to start a family?
Right. Maybe make it.
Start doing the work and not coming up and just saying that. This is the reality. If I say it, it's true. It's not true.
Yeah, make it affordable for one thing.
Connecticut. We have Yale.
We have Yale. How old are you, Jake?
24.
Where do you live?
Milford.
Oh.
With your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Get it.
Why is that?
Get it right home.
It's expensive out there.
Yeah, that's right.
It is.
Connecticut. It's expensive out there.
It's expensive out there.
Make some money, then make it here.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, see that? I did a survey.
Nice.
You see how long it took me to get to the problem?
Yep.
Where do you live?
Parents?
Right. Why? It's right. Expensive.
Right.
Boom. That's the problem. Solving the problem is hard, but, you know, that's the problem.
You identified it.
No, but I love that he just acts like it doesn't even just make it here. It's a great place for young people.
Right. We want the young people to know.
Huh? It's not.
It's a great place for you.
I was just saying, it's the cheapest place in the country to live.
Yeah.
Come here, get a job.
We're going to make crap. I almost said S. We're going to make crap up.
I saw it coming.
That'd have been epic.
If we're going to make crap up, let's just go all the way. Right. Like when Saturday Night Live does a bit and there's blood, there's blood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, like, come on. Yeah. It's the cheapest place in the United States to live. Most opportunity on the planet.
Right.
Come to Connecticut, get a job, get a pumpkin.
That's right.
Get a Christmas tree.
Some grapes.
What's the name of the show, Governor?
Hey, Jazz. Hey, JJ.
No.
Jazz and JJ.
Smooth Jazz and JJ.
It's a bed morning show.
It's a rock and roll
smooth
show.
Smooth Jazz and JJ.
I love it. Just make it here.
Yeah.
If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. Like, let's finish the whole slogan.
Right.
Yeah.
If you could live here, you can figure it out anywhere.
I stole it from Sinatra.
Yeah.
If you could do a business here, you could do it anywhere.
Right.
Go ahead.
The campaign launched today with advertising starting November 1st. There will be traditional and digital ads as well as placements at Bradley International Airport and on Metro North trains.
Okay. The airport, why? Because you're leaving or you're coming.
Right.
You're already here.
Yeah.
Wow, I should go to Connecticut.
Right.
What a coincidence. I'm in Connecticut.
And look, I'm going to make it here.
Are you sure?
Right.
I don't think this is what Connecticut looks like.
Yeah, that's what you want to see when you get off the plane.
Right. Yeah.
Make it here.
Right. Right, make it here.
What am I making?
It.
Grilled cheese sandwich?
Right.
What else?
That was it. That was that the end of the report.
Making life difficult?
Did you hear the... The lack of enthusiasm in that anchor's voice.
The campaign launched today with advertising starting November 1st. There will be traditional and digital ads as well as placements at Bradley International Airport and on Metro North trains.
This is a guy who's just given up on the truth. And he's just like, I'm going to read whatever's in front of me.
Yeah.
I don't even care anymore. Nobody cares here. Why should I care?
I'm dead inside.
I have a feeling they spent the whole commercial break leading up to this report ripping apart the slogan.
Ooh.
And then he had to come out and be like, hey, so this is the new slogan in the state.
Something else, huh?
There's another new one. Connecticut, we're dead inside.
Dead inside.
We're dead inside.
Connecticut, drive any speed you like in any lane you like.
Take any car you want.
Yeah.
It's all free.
It's all yours.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Boston John. How you guys doing?
Hey Boston doing? John.
Hey, it's Connecticut. We're doing it backwards.
Doing it backwards.
I'm picturing a bedroom here.
Okay. Oh, wow. We have 381 comments.
Wow.
92 now on a post that we just made recently. Thank you, John.
Well, how many can we say on the air, though?
That's going to be the
three
challenge here.
Divide that by 10.
So I said on the Facebook page, what should the Connecticut State slogan be, and can you do it in three words?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Texas pizza taxes.
Right.
Texas pizza.
Sounds like a ZZ Top song.
Where's the road? There is construction.
Oh, yeah.
That's too many words.
Yeah, you really can't get anywhere.
No.
Without stopping in traffic.
Stuck in traffic. Connecticut.
Ha, Teresa. Anywhere but here.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
Road construction state. Enter own risk. I like how he left out at because it was like, right. I don't want to go over three words.
Right. Enter own risk. Look at it.
Kristen, Connecticut, where the pizza is great and the taxes are high.
Way too wordy.
It's wordy.
It is. It's a mouthful. No bad ideas.
Oh, my God. Gary Zanobi. I love this guy.
What?
Road construction daily.
Nice.
There you go.
Just passing through.
Going to New York.
Jerry, no lube needed.
All right. Keep on going.
Under construction. Taxes are us.
No, but lock your doors.
Taxes are us.
Lock
grass
your doors.
Looks greener.
Lock your doors. Looks good.
lock your doors.
Lock your doors.
Beef man.
Connecticut, bring us your money.
Bring us your money.
Call when you have something funny. I'm kidding.
Funny.
It is funny, beef man. You know, I'm kidding with you.
Beef man.
Heather on the road.
Yeah, oh my God, I was dying when you guys said make it here in Connecticut. I instantly thought about get it on in Connecticut.
Get it on.
Like
get it
making
on.
Making it here.
All right.
Yeah, like
oh,
make
you're
it.
You're making it here in Connecticut.
Get it on. Like make it.
Right.
Like make babies, make it.
Exactly. Petri dish, yes.
Connecticut, income tax temporary since 1991.
That's right.
Right.
Remember that?
Short time.
Yeah.
Yep, I got to get that happy jingle out again. I'm getting all depressed.
Seriously.
I love this state.
Yeah.
Then.
In case it wasn't out of your head.
I have some cherry stingers we can maybe use.
Cherry stingers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's drink. If it's one up, you need to... Nice.
Oh.
Folks leaving Connecticut.
That is cherry.
And your car got stolen.
Exactly.
Hit the button. Hit the button.
Someone put an axe in my head.
Hey, burn my house.
I was pistol whipped at the gas station.
High price for gas again?
Ugh.
They want a new slogan?
Where did my catalytic converter go?
I was pissed when they took my vehicle.
Has anyone seen my mom?
He even took the cat.
Watch out for that pothole.
Well, I had other options, but I think we found it.
I like that one.
No, that's it. Yeah. Okay, call in the dumb thing you saw a coworker do. Seems like there should be a deep, deep well
of
phone calls here.
Yeah, think about it.
This might be a therapy session.
Could
be
that's
you.
Right.
Could be you.
203-882-9757. Todd in Stratford.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
So far.
Someone at your work is going to call you in. Go ahead.
No, back in the 90s, I worked in this industrial park over in Brantford. We shared a warehouse with a company next door. I was out on the loading dock having a smoke, and I saw a kid drive a forklift through the wall. Okay, which is funny as it is.
Yeah.
But right behind that wall was the company next door's CEO.
Oh. Wow. So he forked him pretty good, huh?
Make a first impression.
Right. I swear to God, the forklift actually went through her chair, through her desk, and ended up in the lobby of their thing. It was only by happenstance that this lady was not sitting at her desk.
Wow.
It was actually a miracle, if you ask me.
Wow.
But anyway, I won't take any more of your time.
That's good, man.
So she,
Do I win anything?
Our love and appreciation.
Yes.
Try back at 9:30 for me.
Good enough for me. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got to get back on my forklift now.
Good way to end the call. Thank you, Todd.
Be careful driving.
There's got to be a lot of forklift stories out there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Right through the wall.
But what happens?
you almost killed her.
Yeah. Well, what
happens? Hi, Chance. Sorry.
What happens is, the forklift guy doesn't come in. It's like,
right, so
Jimmy, can you
this.
Run a forklift? Nah.
Oh, guys.
I could try.
I'm driven a dune buggy.
Right. I've had a go-kart.
I've watched it being done.
I've seen videos.
Yeah, I remember the one time. I was eating lunch on there.
That's
boom through the wall.
Boom through the wall, and it's so much more gratifying to see a desk,
right. Yeah,
in like an office than right. to see like another stock room.
Ooh, nice office.
Hey, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and I'm driving a forklift.
Kevin in Wallingford.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Dumb things that employees have done. I used to run my father's company, and I was kind of like the mechanic, dishwasher, the whole nine yards.
Mechanic,
so I'm
dishwasher.
In his garage. I'm in his garage working on a big truck flushing out a fuel tank. One of my father's employees walked in, lit a cigarette, blew me up, put me in the hospital for 6 months in the burn ward.
Wow. I made an ash out of you.
Wow. How long were you in the hospital?
6 months.
Jeez. Months. I heard you say 6 months. I'm like, 6 months?
I hope you were compensated for it.
Yeah, I got fired on Christmas Day.
Oh
wow. And Merry Christmas to you.
Family disputes, you know?
Right.
Oh,
right,
boy.
Right. Wow.
Wow. blew you up. All right, so you're blown up. We had a forklift go through a wall, and then the guy get blown up.
Yep. So far, we're
into the CEO's office, though. I feel like that is important details. Yes.
That's a biggie.
Yeah, you can't cover that one up.
That's a biggie.
He was asking for a raise.
Just put a blank. Just put a picture over the hole.
Thank you, Kevin.
That's an awfully big picture.
Mike in Naugatuck, you have a dump or a forklift story?
Yes, sir. So I was working at a bounce house company.
Bounce house.
Yeah. Same thing. At the loading dock, they had the gate in a box truck, okay? They went to go drive the forklift to the edge, put the bounce house in the box truck, decided to drive the whole forklift into the box truck.
Oh. Didn't bounce
then,
once.
Then when it got stuck, they tried driving the box truck out, and then it was teetering on the edge.
Oh, they just kept making this worse.
It's not working at all.
Playing bumper cars.
Hey, just go to lunch.
No.
Just go to lunch.
And then when the tow truck got there, they had to, like, winch it around the building, pull the whole frame right off the ceiling.
Oh. Keep trying. Can't be any worse.
Yeah, we should have just been off that day.
All right.
Wow.
That sound is just such a great punctuator. All right, thank you, Mike. Ricky at Seven Seas.
Good morning, guys. Here we go. I used to work for a printing company way back in the days, and so the dumpster would be filled with paper and cardboard, and my coworker decided to throw his cigarette out in the dumpster, and it caught on fire.
Which dumpster fire came from.
Yeah, but the best part was at the Christmas party, I bought him a pack of Newports and a fire extinguisher.
Nice, see? You thought ahead.
Secret thing.
Because you're an idiot, here you go.
Yeah. I figured I'd let you guys know. Really quick and fast. There
nice.
We go.
Thank you, Ricky.
Good job, sir.
Seth Westport.
Well, I'm actually in Norwalk now, but that's okay because I'm on 95.
That means things are good.
You were traveling. Okay, good.
Yes, sir. All right. So I used to work for a little company up in Portland, and we had a waste oil burner up attached to the, you know, to the ceiling joists. And we didn't have a ladder big enough to get up there. So what we would do is we would hoist the guy up there on a pallet on the forklift.
Yep.
So he went up there and he was working on it, and it was our mechanic at the time. And if he's listening, he's going to start laughing because what happened next is kind of funny. He pulled the burner out and he was cleaning the inside of the burner with some brake cleaner. And he didn't realize that when he put it back together and he lit it off, that the whole thing was going to go up in flames.
Whoops.
Now, unfortunately, it's burning and the tank was underneath it. So what we were afraid of is that the flame was going to go down through the feed pipe and catch the tank on fire. But because he's in the air and it's on fire and the fire extinguisher is on the ground, I had to drop him to the ground so we could get to the fire extinguisher to hoist him back to the ceiling to put it out.
Jeez.
I'm saved.
No, here you go. Back up.
Get up there. Fix what you did wrong.
So I guess he learned at that point that wasn't a good idea.
Yep. Deceleration trauma, too.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Thank you, Seth.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
That's a good one. Accidental fires.
Yes.
I've got a lot of calls coming in. Get to the phones. Jennifer just texted me. She's a nurse, so they gather in the lunchroom. There's nurses in there and stuff.
Yep.
She said, I wish I could call it my weird coworker thing. Years ago, a coworker was plucking her chin hair in the break room where several people were eating.
That's a good spot.
Hello, menopause.
What's this on my radish?
little pig, let me in.
There are bathrooms for those things.
Seriously, or wax.
Yeah.
Yeah, get us a tip.
Do it at home.
Right, don't sit there going, doink, doink, doink. Hey, ZZ Top, knock it off. Take it someplace else.
Ed in East Haven.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was working at Big Lots. And I had a coworker have his friends come in. They went, bought some bags of chips and sodas. They all proceeded to go to the furniture section where they broke out the bong and had a little session.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay. A little indoor
My
party.
My coworker and I were shortly fired after that.
Well, there's odd lots.
Pot lots. Pot lots, right? That seems like, that doesn't seem like a dumb thing. It seems like what you do at a job like that.
Right.
Yeah.
What, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah. Try not to get caught.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
That's all.
It's kind of hard when you're sitting in the furniture section.
Right.
I want to be comfy doing it.
We're just demonstrating how it works, man.
This would be like to have a living room furniture thing, man, in your house. Man.
I'm testing it out. Might take it home.
AJ, hey. I want to say my six-year-old absolutely loves your antics.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
What does that say?
Yeah. that I'm a juvenile.
We actually chased you down at the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and I threw her on the float to get a picture with you.
Okay. You took it back, right?
You threw
yeah, unfortunately, yes, I took her back.
I'm a flying kid over that, yes.
Is she in the background right now?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah? You keeping your dad in line or what?
What?
That'd be the dumb coworker right here.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So what happened?
The St. Patrick's Day parade. He chased the float we had and threw his kid on there for a picture. All of a sudden, there's a flying kid. Like, oh! Luckily, I caught her.
Anthony in stores.
Hello, guys. You hear me?
Yes.
So far.
No.
So this was my first job. I was in high school. I was working at a retail store in Stamford.
Oh.
I was in the back receiving room, and I was unpacking a rug. And my boss at the time was also in the back receiving room, and he was, like, stacking a bunch of boxes of pillows, right? Now, it's a very high stack. Instead of going to get a ladder to go to the top of the stack, he's, like, tossing the boxes up there.
Oh, no.
Little does he know, there's, like, a hanging fluorescent light fixture that, like, spans the whole receiving room, hanging, like, right above me and him. So with one of the boxes he throws up to the top of the stack, he unhooks the, like, part of the light strip fixture thingy.
Yep.
And it comes swinging at me. And I look up. All I see is a big flash of light. And I sidestep at, like, the last possible second. So it misses me. The glass starts breaking everywhere. There's mercury all over the place.
Oh, no!
He had the most defeated look on his face, and he was very lucky that he did not get, like, fired for that.
It's raining glass.
Dodging lightsabers.
Yeah, not too bright, huh?
Wow. Not very bright.
Do you see the light? Do you see the light? I saw the light. I stepped away from it.
I don't like the name of that room either. The receiving room.
Oh, yeah. What are you receiving exactly?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Trouble. All right. Thank you.
So it's in the back of the store.
The receiving room.
I think I'm putting it together here.
The boss will see you in the receiving room.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, he won't.
And I'm going to the foyer.
No. We're going to the giving room.
Right.
This is just posted. Someone said a coworker photocopied a slice of pizza, and then the rest of the office was finding cheese and toppings in the copy machine for weeks.
My God.
God bless you. Wonderful work you're doing.
Dumb things you saw a coworker do. Sue in Old Saybrook.
Yeah, back in the day in high school, I worked like at an ice cream sandwich shop, and you know, we had to wear uniforms and we had to wear our stockings and everything. So I was working nights with the night manager, and, you know, they have these things called a fry-a-later, where you fry the fries, the French fries.
Yeah.
So, like, every, I don't know what night it was, you had to go and empty the grease in the fry-a-later. So it was her job. She pulls it out, puts it on the floor, gets distracted, turns around, walks away to go do something, comes back and walks right into the fry-a-later. Hot oil.
Oh no.
Wow. So what do you put ice cream on it?
with stockings on.
Oh.
You guys smell.
Not good.
You smell cheese curds?
Oh.
Wow.
Mozzarella sticks.
We didn't have fries for a few days.
Right. They call it toaster foot.
Was that a hospital trip?
It was a hospital trip, yes.
Right. Yeah. It smells like grilled cheese in here.
I imagine. Trip and stay. That sounds awful.
Oh.
It was bad.
A little crispy.
That's dumb.
Yes, it is.
Can't put aloe on that.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, no.
Hey, thank you, Sue. It's that time of year, you know. I love October in Connecticut. Lots of things going on.
Oh, yeah.
One, it's just beautiful. And two, it's scary.
Right.
And a lot of cool events happening. One of the coolest events we have going on this week. There's lots of things going on.
Right.
But a really cool thing is happening at Two Roads Brewery. It involves beer, ooh, food, and scary movies.
I love the beer. The beer now, do it, don't you?
Amanda White, Campus Activation Manager for Two Roads Brewing, is on the show now. That's a pretty cool title.
Yes.
How you doing?
It's a pretty long one, that's for sure.
It is. Yeah. I need a couple beers to think about it.
This Pumpkin Fest weekend, what's the movie part of it?
So it's pretty cool. It's a three-part weekend. So Friday night, we will be screening our submissions to our Rosemary's Baby Horror Film Competition. So this is actually my favorite event of the year. We asked for local filmmakers to create a short horror film that revolves around our Rosemary's Baby and some other props that we provide with them. And this year we have over, I think, about 12 to 15 submissions. So it'll be a good time. So we'll screen those this weekend and then announce the winners after the screening.
Cool.
We're in one of the movies.
Yep, that's horror film. That's horror film right there.
I did see the cameo.
Yep.
You know, I looked at it and when we were filming it, I thought, man, I'm killing it here.
Yeah.
And then I look at it, I'm like, I'm killing it. Different inflection. But the movie maker's so good.
That was a pleasant surprise seeing you on there.
But he did such a great job with that. That's the only one I've seen, but like to me, that's a winner.
Yeah.
It's like, holy cow, that was made well by an amateur, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So you go there and we could watch all these movies. How long are they, like 8 to 10 minutes?
Yeah, so on Friday night, we'll be showing all those movies. And then on Saturday, we have our Pumpkin Fest, and we will be showing the top three winners from the night before, followed by the classic movie Scream in the evening. And then during the daytime, we have a whole bunch of activities like costume contest, pumpkin carving contest, live music, you name it, we got it. We got local vendors, local food trucks coming. So we have a day packed full of fun.
Cool.
And then on Sunday, we have our Family Fall Fest, which is a family-oriented event. Dogs are welcome as well. And we, same thing, we have moon bounces, face painting, dog costume contest, family costume contest. So we have a whole weekend packed full of fun.
That sounds awesome.
Excellent. And lots of beer.
It is. It's perfect. And hopefully, you know, we're watching the weather, so we hope that it turns out well for us. But you never know these days. It hasn't been the greatest season with weather this year, but we're hopeful that it'll turn around for us this weekend.
Do you have tents?
We do have some tents, yes. So Friday night might potentially be moving indoors, but Saturday and Sunday we'll have some tents outside.
Cool.
There you go.
Yep, you're all set.
Yes.
I found a part of the movie we're in.
Oh, no.
Okay, so it starts out with a news person, news lady doing like breaking news.
Right.
Unveiled to the public for the first time later this year at TechCon 26. It's been said that BrinBot will, quote, forever change the technological landscape.
So it's an AI robot being introduced. So this is that was the news report.
Yeah.
We're hearing a lot about this BrinBot, AJ.
Yeah. I guess we are.
Don't know what it is.
I have no idea. No.
It's a synthetic robot powered by artificial intelligence.
Oh, artificial intelligence. Okay, so it's like me. I'm artificial intelligence, too.
It's wicked smart. It's like next-level AI. Smarter than Alexa.
Don't let Alexa hear you say that. She's going to revolt.
Have you heard about that new BrinBot?
That was pretty good, right?
Academy Award. All right. Right. Academy Award.
That's an Oscar right there.
I want to thank the Academy. I want to thank my parents. I want to thank God.
Yeah. AJ, who did you model your character after?
Me. Why, is that bad?
No, it was perfect.
Cool.
This gets way better after we're out of it. We're like in the first minute,
right?
And you heard it. It's like 10 seconds.
Right.
It gets really good.
You have an impactful part.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
And I love Two Roads.
Cool.
I have a refrigerator full of it right now.
Right. Well, I hope you have the Rosemary's Baby in there. That's our delicious pumpkin ale right now.
That's a scary one.
I'll need more.
Oh, yeah.
Rosemary's Baby.
Very good.
Yes.
All right, we'll link up on the radio station website. Great weekend at Two Roads this weekend. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Wow, thank you.
Time.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.